Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint.
Welcome or welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea. Happy almost 420. If you are watching this on the Thursday that this comes out, happy holidays. So this will be the 420 special. In season one last year, I did a 420 special. I think I named off like some of my favorite stoner legends. So go check that out. Has the numbers 420 in it. I'll put a screen grab if you are watching on the YouTubes or on Spotify. Sorry, I'm like so out of breath. Okay, here's why I'm out of breath. I just got done filming a giveaway that I have on Instagram, and it'll still be going on up until Saturday 420. It is with the besties at Moon. You guys know I love Moon so much. This is a Kentucky oak soda with orange, the little bit of agave. I make it in the video. I make three drinks in the video, and it's pretty cool because you guys know in that episode, a few episodes ago, what was it? I'm drunk, dream blunt rotation. I was drinking Moon. This is my second time working with them. So just keep repping the companies you love. So this is Kentucky oak soda with orange juice, and I put like orange wedges in it. You guys, it's basically like, I wasn't really like a bourbon or a whiskey gal, but like this is so freaking good. It's like vanilla-y, spicy. It's magnificent. And I know Tom's gonna love it. He hasn't tried this one yet. Okay, the giveaway. I'll put it in the description. It closes on Saturday, 420. I announce winners. So by this point, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll maybe would have seen it, but enter. Every comment is an entry, unlimited entries. So the more people you tag, the more comments you leave, the more likely it is you'll win. I get to choose three winners. Comment away, tag all your 420 buds, and you'll get a chance to win Moon and go into outer space just like me. So yay. I just love giving back to you guys. This is my third giveaway with the Chelsea's Joint community on Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, I'm doing giveaways there. I have another giveaway coming up in May. Stay tuned for that with another one of my favorite weed brands. This is exciting times, everyone. Happy 420. Like I said, I'll put that link to the Instagram giveaway in the description. It'll close on 420. So if you're listening to this on the Thursday, you only got a couple days to enter. All right. You do have to be 21. You do have to live in the US. It is what it is. Those are the requirements. This episode is going to be a lot about you guys. I put on the Instagram, I asked some questions related to the plants, related to our green friend. And so many of you guys wrote in. If you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, I'm putting up my phone. Like, I screen grabbed all the Instagram responses, all the Google Form responses. Like, I'm still going. This is like the most response I've gotten. So this is exciting, team. We're doing something. We're building community. Before we get into that, let's do strain of the day. Oh, I have to burp. Strain of the day. Sorry, guys. I'm burping because I've... So you'll see in the video, I made three drinks. I put the other two in the fridge, but I still have drank like a lot of... Because I was drinking it in the video. So I'm on a lot of Moon. How much Moon? I'm on the Moon. That's how much Moon I have drank. I'm physically on the Moon right now. In a good way. I'm fine. And did I puff? Yeah, I did. Because this is the 420 episode, baby. So I'm going for it. But I hate to disappoint you. Strain of the day is... I'm not sure. The reason why I'm not sure is because Tom... Oh, I don't want to bring him into it. Someone got the plant and I didn't see what kind of... I didn't see the labels. And then I put them into this company called Sesh, like Sesh Box. Gave me a little 420 organizer thing. And I put those in little jars and I didn't label... Basically, it's mystery. It's mystery plant. I feel great though. We're doing good. It's 420. We're doing it. We're doing it, team. It's our holiday. Happy holidays. What do I love and what do I hate? I love that I can give back to my community. You guys do a lot for me. You engage with my content. You're Chelsea's Jointer. You're part of something, you know, my little community. And the more that we grow, the more things that can happen, like me giving stuff away. When I hit 100K on Instagram, because I'm assuming that's where it's going to happen first, I'm giving away so much stuff, you guys. And I'm going to have like multiple winners. I'll announce it on the pod. I'll announce it, obviously, when it happens. But yeah, I love being able to work with these great brands that I love and use. And they want to work with me and they want to give back to my community. But at the same time, it's beneficial to me because it and them, exposure for them. But I mean, they're paying me. I've been starting to do some videos about how I do this, basically, how I make money, how I fund this content creator life that I have going on now. I put up a couple of videos last week. And yeah, a lot of you guys were like, wow, thanks for being so transparent. I want to share with you guys like the work that goes behind this. And I'm not saying this is the hardest job in the world. I'm saying like I have from day one have been doing this all on my own, which is most content creators. A lot of people don't really understand like how I make money. Think of me as like a television show. In between shows, there's commercials. So think of my Instagram account, because that's where I do ads, as a show that you guys watch, and then occasionally there's advertisements, and that's how I make my money. Think of it in like traditional advertisement, like of like obviously when you watch TV on like cable, and even when you watch TV on like Hulu, there's ad breaks. With a lot of content, you need to fund that content some way through ads. I'm just happy that I can work with awesome brands that I love and that I use, and that it's a beneficial relationship because I advertise them. They pay me to do sponsored posts. They say, hey, Chelsea, we want to give back to your community. Like, we want to do a giveaway. It's just pretty cool. I'm just really excited and happy for us here at Chelsea's Joint. I'm sure there'll be times where I get burnt out. I wonder when I should take a break next. Tom and I are going to that wedding in June. I'm thinking I might take off. I'm just prepping everyone. I might take off like when we're in England up until like him and I have a trip planned on the 4th of July to celebrate our 5th marriage anniversary. So I might take off like 3 weeks. I don't know if that means take off completely from the internet, but it might mean like take off from the podcast. Like that will be my summer break because I've been going pretty hard in the paint since I opened my LLC in October. So that's been about 6 or 7 months. Your girl just probably needs a break. You know, a lot of people, kids in school get summer breaks. I'm sure if you work a 9-to-5 job, you take off time to go on vacations and relax. And I've been thinking, I think I need to take like proper time away from the internet. And I'll be back. But I hope you guys can understand that. And we'll talk more about that if and when that comes. It's gonna have to. I'm gonna need to take time off, is all I'm saying. Okay, and what do I hate this week? I don't hate this. It's nothing that I hate. It's just a bit, it kind of irks me. It's been on the back of my mind. My bike started making a little bit of a weird noise. And that's not, like, I'm not hating on the brand. Love the brand. They've been emailing me, actually. Imagine if one day I can have a brand deal with them. Very cool. I'm going to have to take it in, which I will have to do anyway at 30 days. I'm still going to ride it around. It squeaks like every now and then. And even Tom was like, that's interesting. And I was like, gah. It's just annoying when you get something, you love it so much. And then like, there's like something a little bit wrong. And in my head, I'm like, I could live with this occasional squeaking, but I'm like, I just got it. So I'm going to have to bring the bike in, and that's on me. And it's annoying. It's annoying when you get something brand new, you're obsessed with it. And then you're like, fuck, I have to like return. I hope we don't have to return it. I hope it's an easy fix. Keep you guys updated. I think I'm going to do that next week. Because if they have to like keep it overnight and stuff, I want my bike this weekend. All good. It'll get figured out. I still highly recommend the bike. I just think sometimes when bikes get built, you know, it's kind of like cars. Sometimes cars are just like a bit off and then you have to bring it into the shop. So all goody in the hoodie. I don't know what to share. What should we share first? I asked on Instagram and on the Google Forms. I don't know if I'll be able to get through all of these, you guys. If you are watching, do you see how many things? That is a lot of responses and words. Would you guys call in? please let me know, would you call into the pod? Because that might be easier if you guys called in at every like few episodes, every other episode, we listen to like four voicemails, because that might be easier for me. Because like I said, if you're watching, it's so many responses. Probably, I don't know, like 50. I don't know if I'll get all to all of these. So let me know in the comments. Let me know. I'll put the question in the question box on Spotify. If I had a number for the podcast, would you call in? Because I don't want to make a number for the podcast and then all you guys be scared and chicken out and not call in. Like, and you can call in multiple times. I listen to so many podcasts while people call in live or leave a voicemail. I would rather you guys leave a voicemail and then me play it on the podcast. That'll be more work for me to do, but I know I've gotten this far. I can figure it out. So if you guys are down for that, it would be kind of cool to hear your voices too, and for you guys to share your stories in your own words. So please let me know. That would be awesome if you could let me know in a comment on YouTube, in the Spotify question box. Would you be down to call in? Because some people are down to do that, and a lot of people wouldn't. You know, they'd be like, oh, I don't want to. Obviously, I'd keep it anonymous if you guys want to be anonymous. Just let me know. That's something I do want to implement. Definitely, if I get signed with a network, that's like the first thing I would ask them. I'd be like, can we set up some sort of voicemail thing? But that will take time because we're still a little tiny podcast and we're just going to have to grow, you guys. And it's okay because we're doing it. We're not doing it. Where I came from episode one, so lost, scared, depressed. Yeah, those were the big three. Lost, scared, depressed. That was me at the beginning of 2023. And now we're working with brands that I use and talk about on the show. And we're doing really cool things. Okay, should we start with the funny stories? Maybe I'll kind of go back and forth and back and forth. Let's say, okay, so I asked like any funny 420 stories with the plant, you know, first time smoking, all this stuff. Since these were on Instagram, I won't share the names. I share the names on the Google form because in the Google form, it asks, what's your name? Are you comfortable with me sharing my name? These IG responses, I'll keep anonymous. These are some funny weed stories that you guys wrote in. This person said, and this would maybe be my worst nightmare, my first time smoking was a dab. Girl, are you alive? Obviously she's alive. Okay, I think I've said this before on here, I don't dab. I've dabbed twice and I was in college, so that was about 2013, 2014. Some guy I was like seeing was really into it and he set it up for me. I didn't know what the hell he was doing. But he just did all the things and torched it and I inhaled, stuck to the couch. He was like having a party both times and both times like people were like drinking and being crazy. And I was literally like, could not move from the couch. Both times he was like, maybe it's just not for you. And I was like, yeah, maybe. Or maybe he gave me too much. I don't know. I haven't tried since. I guess maybe dabs are better on the lungs. I'm not sure. I'm not a dab girl. One thing about me, I don't dab. And that's okay because here we don't judge. I don't even care if you don't partake in the plant. And we'll talk about this here because some people wrote in who don't even partake in the plant, which I really appreciated. So that's a crazy first time. Someone said, the first time I got high, I took off all my clothes and got inside of a rug and started yelling, I'm a burrito, almost 10 years ago. Bro, who's your plug? Are you sure that was just weed? That's really funny though. This person seems like they have a good attitude about it, which cool. This person said, would make pipes out of water bottles, fruit, toilet paper rolls, anything I could think of. My college roommate and I made a gravity bong, but we made it out of a Gatorade bottle. It was so janky, but it freaking, oh my gosh. If you've never hit a gravity bong from like a water bottle, it's probably so bad for you. That's plastic. What were we weren't thinking. We were like 21 years old. We didn't have a thought in the world, a care in the world, but we would hit that thing all the time. It was never clean. It was so dirty. It got you really lifted on like that much of the plant. If you've hit a gravity bong, then you know. Hey, a lot of us have been there. Someone said, I effed up and ate a whole pot brownie at the State Fair of Texas. That's my worst nightmare, like being too high in super public at the State Fair. Did you go on roller coaster? Oh, I'd feel so bad. I hope you just like found food and like a corner and just sat and just waited it out. Someone said my first time was at 31. Disappointed that I waited so long to try it. Hey, don't be disappointed. Your lungs are probably pristine. Pristine lungs. If you go back to the episode Mary Jane's My Bestie, I think it's episode 5. I started puffing pretty early. 15. High school. Freshman year. 14 maybe. I was 14. Young. So there have been years where I haven't. There's been months where I haven't. There's been time between 14 and now where I haven't. I puff at least, I would say, once a day. Sometimes there's days I don't, but there's definitely more days where I do. And I think at some point, my poor lungs, and at some point, if I have like a family and children, I'm assuming I'll do it way less. This is definitely a thing for me where it's like, this is fitting my lifestyle right now. Obviously, this person, you're 31 now, so am I. It just fits our lifestyle right now. And that's okay. So, I don't want to say congrats, but like, welcome to the club. If you are a Chelsea's jointer and you don't partake in jointing, then I love that. And there's people who wrote in that don't. Someone said, the first time I got high, I ate toast with cream cheese thinking it would taste like a bagel. Here's the thing. I've eaten toast and cream cheese before. It's not that bad, but I agree with this person where it's like, you, the whole time you're just like, I wish this was a bagel. I wish this wasn't a piece of toast. That's funny though. I know who this person who wrote this in is, a friend of mine. So I'm going to ask her about that next time. She's actually the roommate where we made the crafty bong. Someone said my first bong hit came without a warning. What is that supposed to mean? Like, that seems like a very weird thing for you to accidentally do, hit a bong. To me, you have to be pretty intentional. Someone said my first plug, and if you don't know what plug is, that means like a dealer, was a cashier I met at Dollar General down the street. I want to know so much more. I want to know like if you were buying stuff and then if he asked you like, hey, do you need a plug? Or if you asked him. I've never been that ballsy to ask someone. Even like on vacation. Remember I went to Mexico when I was like 21 or something, and I really wanted weed, but they just didn't have like the, I was just like, I don't want to ask around. That's funny. Someone said culinary school, laughing at others' convos and falling in the locker room because I was way too lit. Dude, you were too, I would be baked in class in college, but I wasn't like, culinary school seems like you need to have, I guess I do like getting baked and cooking. That would be fun. I used to work at Taco Del Mar. Should I say that? Maybe I should just say I worked at like a Chipotle adjacent establishment. Who cares? I think I've said I've worked at Taco Del Mar before. But, and I hope this doesn't incriminate me and everything's okay, we would smoke there. Oh, and that's so not okay. But I was lit in college all the time. I can't believe it now. I would flip the fuck out if I smoked like I smoked back then. I would like smoke so much, it would send me into like an anxiety spiral, and I would always be hungover, and I'm sure I was malnourished. I was like freaking 20 pounds lighter than I am now, and that's fine. I was like, how small can I get? Anyway, the next question I asked, and so many of you wrote in, was why do you have a relationship with the plant? Someone said, helps for anxiety and sleep. It's also just a good time, especially when outdoors. I don't personally use it for anxiety. I used to have really bad anxiety and now I don't. And I honestly think it's from microdosing last year. I have a podcast episode, 30 Days of Microdosing Psilocybin. You can only listen to it because I took it down on YouTube. And I'll be working with a mushroom company in May, you guys. And it's a company that I've mentioned in that podcast, I think, in the psilocybin podcast. So look out for that in May. I'll be doing an Instagram partnership with them. Hey, I love fucking shrooms, dude. Yeah, weed and outdoors just go hand in hand. Someone said, I love going to space to escape the stress of the world and to have fun. Amen, sister. Someone said, helps with everything, makes me feel relaxed, sleep better, and just happy. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Me too, me too, me too. Someone said, I have a med card to use it for my MS and for fun. Feel like I should know what MS is. I'm sorry, I don't, but I'm assuming that's some, is that like pain? Yeah, you do what you gotta do, sister. Smoke that weed. Someone said, I love Mary Jane so much. I've been able to meditate, relax, and have fun with friends. Yup. I would much rather smoke a joint with a friend than get drunk with a friend. Maybe 5-10 years ago, I would rather get drunk with a friend. I'm the total opposite now. I'd rather go on a walk, smoke a joint, giggle. Go into clubs, it's so loud. You can't even talk to people when you go out to bars and clubs. Some restaurants, the music is so loud. I sound like an old lady, but I don't give a shit. I'm a daily user, and I'm like you, just makes me happier, and all I need is a few puffs. That is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. There is such thing as overconsumption, and for those who write in, I have a lot of people who write in, they're like, the plant just isn't helping or it's too much. I always like suggest to people, I'm like, then stop. If it's not helping you, stop. If it's hindering you, stop. I'm sorry, because I know it is something where there can be addiction with it as well. And some people just can't do anything. And that's totally fine. And one day, maybe I won't. But for right now, I love it. Someone said, I have an eating disorder. Never even tried it until I was 32. It saved my life, literally. I'm so happy you're here. And I'm so happy that you discovered the plant to help you with your relationship with yourself and your body. That makes me want to cry. And weed is so bad for people. This person's like, it literally made me want to eat and have an appetite and just be okay with food. Someone said I use it to expand my brain. Nice. Someone said it helps me appreciate life more because all the stress is gone when I puff. Amen. I finally started sleeping. Slows my brain down. Helps with stress and anxiety, slowing down and being in the moment. Yeah. Even though sometimes, at least when if I'm like too gone, it can like actually take me out of the moment. But if it's just the right amount, then I'm very present, especially when I'm outdoors. I'm very like, whoa, very slowed down. I notice it a lot on hikes. I notice it a lot when I'm riding my bike. But the last hike I did, I didn't even make it to like the end point. I had done the hike before, so it's like I knew what was at the end. But also, I was taking my time. I only got through like half of it. I shot for Z's. I did some work for them, the rolling paper company that I love. I post about them all the time on Instagram, but I only got halfway and I was just really enjoying being in the moment. And of course I was like a bit stoned and I was happy. And I was like, I'm just going to go back to the car. I don't need to do the whole hike. And I would have never done that like 5 years ago. I would have been like, I need to finish the hike because like if I don't finish the hike, then it's like, girl, everything's okay. So I agree. Like it really slows my brain down. It makes me just be like, everything's going to be fucking fine, dude. Yeah, a lot of people are saying takes the edge off, makes my ADHD brain quieter. I have this weird feeling I have some sort of undiagnosed something. And I know a lot of people say that and you guys are probably rolling your eyes, but like, okay, let's get into some of these Google form answers. Okay, I want to share this person's story because they don't puff and I really appreciated them writing in. And I just thought it was really cool that we have people in this community that don't even partake in the plant, but they have the same like probably mindset and lifestyle. So I never want to trigger anyone or make people think like you need to partake in the plant. I just told you guys in this episode, if weed is hindering you, stop smoking, stop taking the edibles, stop. But of course you can be around those people, I hope. But then if it's like some sort of addiction thing, then obviously cut out. It's a lot. Life's a lot. Anyway, so this person said, and I'm going to share their name because they gave me permission. This is from AJ. They said, first and only time I shared a J with two friends and they were laughing and acting like it was great. I felt nothing, like nothing. I had no idea if they set me up or if it was truly unaffected. I'm not friends with them anymore. Not because of that, though. And they said, I just haven't been interested in trying it again. And I think that is so cool where someone tried it. They're like, oh. And then that was it. A one and done. And that's like really admirable. I just wanted to share that. I thought that was really cool that that person took the time to be like, I don't smoke and I'm fine. Like, fucking sick. Like, I love that shit. Okay, this person is Megan. She said, the first time I took edibles, my boyfriend and I were staying at a hotel for my birthday. And I thought, why not? Let's have some fun. I took one piece and didn't really feel anything. I decided to take another. No, that is the mistake. That is the mistake with edibles. You guys aren't waiting long enough for it to hit. And then you take more and then all of a sudden you're freaking out. I already know where this is going. But this is funny because this has happened to everyone, dude. I swear to goodness. I was the highest I've ever been in my life. We ended up getting in the shower and the heat steam did not help you, girl. Yeah, why did you get in a hot? That would have sent me into a fucking rage. I was so high, I forgot I had already lathered my body. So I went to wash myself. I was so confused. Like, genuinely shocked and concerned as to how it got there. Have I ever been there? I don't think I have. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've been this sounds otherworldly, my girl. When she realized what was going on, she couldn't stop laughing. I'm glad to report my tolerance has built since then, but it was a trip. Yeah, there's times, specifically with edibles, the highest I've been have been on edibles, I think. Yeah. My boyfriend and I love smoking together and the endless laughs it gives us. Oh, at the end of the night. That's so sweet. I never want to like bring Tom into like what I do, but I think you guys can safely assume him and I will share a J every now and then. The times where him and I are just laughing and outside and sharing a J, and it's just like beautiful. I love it. Thank you for writing in. This is Vehi, my basically sister-in-law. This is her first time story. I was in eighth grade when I decided to go with my friends. I didn't intend on trying it. I just didn't want to be alone. We ended up walking to an abandoned house. Eek. The girls that I was with smoked and we all had a good time. They asked me if I wanted to. I always declined, but eventually I decided I wanted to try. It was my first time and I didn't understand how to inhale. Totally. So I ended up sucking too fast, coughing and choking on the small amount of smoke. I ended up with the super sore chest and slightly stoned, but the soreness lasted about a week. Oh, wow. I never looked into why the soreness occurred. She realized that she has asthma. Okay. Yes, if you have asthma, I would stay away from puffing anything. And if you want to get into the plan, or yeah, definitely do an eddy. Asthma, I don't have asthma, but you guys know I'm Team Moon now. That is so freaking good. ASMR. I was so thirsty. Holy shit. So yeah, if you have lung problems, asthma, all that stuff, stay away from puffing. I know this is like the 420 episode and we're having fun. This is also an episode of being like, look inward. If the plant isn't for you, that is totally fine. And there's no judgment. And I love that you're here. And I love you. And you can still enter my giveaways and stuff. Like, if you win, gift it to one of your stoner friends. It's a free gift. Life is expensive now. That's all I'm saying. Okay. This is from Yomi. They said, the first time I had ever smoked was at a very young age. I was a rebel. The cool thing was my first time was with my older brother. We were 7 years apart. And so here I am, a seventh grader with my adult ass brother. Seventh grade, how old are you? 12? So yeah, he's like 19 or 20 or something. That's so funny. He asked if I had smoked before. I lied and said yes, but never had. Now we are in the back of my parents' yard. First time doing weed was from a gravity bong. Your first time? The other person said their first time was a dab. This person saying their first time was a gravity bong. Holy cannoli. My first time was just a simple J, simple joint. Might have been a blunt. It was a good introduction. If my first time was a gravity bong, that would freaking scare me. I was gone after that, understandably. I didn't realize how intense it was. Then we decided to go to the roof on the ladder. I was too high to come down, so my brother had to bring me snacks. Oh, that's like so, what a like a bond. I'm sure that was so bonding. Do you guys talk about that often? That's like pretty cool that he was a homie and was like, I'm just going to feed you, water you, and you'll be good in a couple hours. The plus of all this, we lived in California and the sunset was amazing. That, even though at first it was scary, I bet you look back and you're like, that was a cool moment with my brother. I got some snacks. I saw a sunset. So even though it was really scary at first, you were like, okay, this is cool. It helps me a lot with back pain. After giving birth, the epidural was huge and painful. Oh my gosh, you guys. Why do you guys think I don't have kids? That birth sounds so scary. I don't want to take pain pills, so I smoke most of the time. Okay, that's awesome. And also, just when I'm feeling stressed, my husband always says I need a J and calm down. Totally. You know, that's beautiful. Happy 420. I love being a stoner for right now. And am I as much of a stoner as someone who smokes all day, every day? Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand why there's like levels to everything. Like, I think I mentioned that last time about being an outdoor girly in episode 30 of there's no goal or level you hit. You can identify yourself as a stoner if you smoke once a week, once a month. In my opinion, I really want to rebrand the stoner lifestyle as not just like a lazy piece of shit, but someone who really just loves to create and be themselves and laugh and not take life too seriously and to enjoy life and to build community and just be like an awesome person. Even the person who wrote in and was like, I smoked once, have never again, and they still wrote in and still follow me. That's awesome. I love that. I know family members who support my podcast and my content and they don't partake in the plant. And do I think that they should maybe just unfollow me? No, just kidding. Hey, you don't have to be a stoner to be in Chelsea's joint. But if you are, I salute you. I love you. Happy 420. Share the podcast with 420 of your friends this week. I wish. Oh, we didn't do Chelsea's joiner of the week. Oh my gosh. 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 We'll skip it. You guys are all Chelsea. We'll do it next week. Maybe we'll do two people next week. We'll do two people who have shared the podcast on their stories. So keep sharing the podcast on your stories. Comment in the Spotify box. Comment on YouTube. Rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Write a review on Apple Podcasts. It means the world. Happy 420. I love you. I mean it. Bye.